Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, February 27th, 2026. Last Friday in the month of February, 20 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And we thank 2nd Ward City Councilman Ayers Ratliff for joining us last hour. Good to hear from Ayers on matters of the city again. It was always, Ayers was a long-term councilman, 20 years, I think. And so good to have his perspective on what's going on here. Now, I know Jason Schauber listens sometime. If he'd like to call in, feel free. 740-383-9944. But a lot of interesting points brought up there by Ayers in regard to this letter from the mayor, which came out yesterday. I guess it is kind of interesting that the mayor mentioned the 50% tax credit that was granted for people who work outside the city, and it's actually a 100% tax credit. It's not a 50% credit. Although, I do hear that that's been corrected within the last 20 minutes or so. So, we appreciate that. Storm sewer rates are apparently the administration's responsibility, not anybody else's. Sanitation rates, the same. And, yes, apparently raising transit fees is on council, so that will go before council. The rest of it, I don't know. So once again, I think this was written by AI. I think Bill Collins knows it's a 100% credit. This sounds like one of those AI written things again.
Well, I would hope that they're not using AI to write public statements. That'd be.
Do you think Bill Collins, after this already has one reading, does not know that it's a 100% tax credit, not a 50%?
I'm sure he knows.
So you think he just wrote it wrong?
He could have. I don't know how likely okay. It is. I would just hate to think that the city government's using. I mean, I know they use it.
Well, you know they're using AI. They use it for their meeting minutes.
Yeah, but that's not great either. But I think that this is a whole different. This is like a public statement.
Well, so what did you take away from what Ayers said?
Well, I mean, you know, apparently the rates should have been going up every year for the storm and sewers and that kind of a thing, because that's supposed to be self-sufficient, but it didn't. So that's, I guess, on the mayor or on the administration as a whole. I don't know. He just kind of explained. He did also mention the fact that if the transit fares go up, they do have to go through council.
Yes, and apparently also 90% of transit is paid by grants. So, that's why I never understood the night moves thing. Because transit was never a money maker, but it wasn't paid for by the city either. It was paid for by grants mostly. City only paying about 10% of that.
Well, I think night moves is probably a lot more overhead. I don't think that, well, I don't know.
Well, it would have to be all overhead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know for sure, but I don't think that the grants are covering night moves.
But in any event, the phone lines are open if anybody'd like to comment on this, 740-383-9944. And as I always say, if somebody's listening at City Hall, the new treasurer, whoever's down there, the mayor, shine some light on this for us. Shed some light on it. Give us a call. We're not prepared for you to call in. There's just questions, just like Ayers this morning. And I did send an email to the mayor inviting him on the program this morning. And he's always welcome to come on this program and explain why he's doing what he's doing. I think that, or if he has somebody who wants to speak for him, the treasurer or the auditor, that's fine too. The budget director. I think we need to know some things here. Or if anybody just in the listening audience would like to talk about this, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't you think somebody should explain something?
Explanations are always good, yeah. If you don't explain it, it gets left to speculation.
Well, because I don't think this is a good explanation. I think this is a press release, but I don't know if it's a great explanation. And I think now there are some things in here that aren't exactly accurate.
It doesn't... Is it supposed to be an explanation?
Well, it's saying, this is fiction, this is fact, this is why I'm doing it.
Yeah, but they're just giving, like, I don't know, numbers and stuff. And like,
well, you know, if you say this is fact, this is fiction, I assume that's an explanation.
An explanation is like how or why. That's just like transit.
Well, that's what this says. There's a lot of why here. And it's all how. This is what we're going to do. Anyway, 740-383-9944. What do you think of the plan that the city's got in place? And by the way, I do want to thank former doctor on the Today Show and doctor on Good Morning America, Dr. Art Ulin, sent along birthday messages yesterday morning, said from your fans out on the West Coast. I thank them for, or him for doing that. I tell you, to be a fan out on the West Coast, you gotta be an ardent person because you're getting up at... What? We do this show at 8, so you're getting up at 5 in the morning, 5 to 7, to listen every morning. So I thank the people who listen out on the web. People listen to this show everywhere. That's what I've learned. You know, we had a guest on the other day who immediately feedback was coming toward that person almost as soon as we got off the air, and that person took it as a positive.
Well, that's good.
So I thank everybody who listens and shares their feedback. Now, I will tell you something. You know, this past week, I mean, it was no shock to people. It was a birthday, as I just said. Dr. Art Ulin called and wished happy birthday. And we had Sam Donaldson and Mary Ellen call in, and a lot of great listeners here to the station call in and said happy birthday that morning. That was all very nice. But what do you make of the people who just say, like, happy birthday, you know, you hear from them, like, every 4 or 5 months. See, I don't like the social media happy birthdays. I appreciate the people who do them, but, you know, I don't really know those people.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's that. I if you get somebody who tells you happy birthday on social media, I mean, social media will let you know when it's somebody's birthday. So that's not always legitimate. I mean, you just say thank you and then move on. I don't know. I think it means about as much as anybody else who says. I mean, I don't know. I guess if somebody says it in person or something, that's better.
Well, this comes back to one of our continuing conversations about sincerity. You know, how sincere are you really with a lot of these things? Maybe you're not sincere. Maybe you're just like. What would you say? It's a function of society that I feel I should do this. It's a courtesy that I should wish you a happy birthday, so I'm going to do it.
I think that's probably about right. I think the majority of people who wish you happy birthday that you don't ever, like, actually talk to, I think it's probably just courtesy.
Well, you know, some people who you know you're on the outs with currently, but they still stop by and they tell you happy birthday.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you don't really know why you're on the outs with them, but you get the happy birthday thing from them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you should probably figure out why you're on the outs with them. That's,
no!
That's always good.
You don't try... Listen, that can do nothing, as I've said before, but cause problems.
No, see, that's called diplomacy.
No, because... Listen, they've always got a problem. They've always got a problem. You can't fix their problems.
Well, I'm not saying you fix their problems. They got a problem with you. You fix the problem they have with you. Now, their problems are their problems. You let that go.
Yeah, but I think their problem with me is one of their problems. I don't think that's a me problem.
Well, I don't know what you do about that, and I don't know. Yeah.
Right, that's what you do what I'm doing. You just say, okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You just keep on keeping on, I guess.
Well, it doesn't bother you. I mean, it's great stuff to talk about on a show like this because you got time to kill, but you know, what are you going to do? You cannot, if somebody has problems in their own life, you cannot really fix those. And you realize they manifest themselves in certain ways.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's life.
I suppose. I don't know. I think that it could be solved somehow.
Oh, it might be solved one day. I'm not saying it won't be solved, but to try to go in and fix it at this point, I'm not really even sure why it's broken.
Like, you just got to kind of, like, work it over right now.
Well, again, I'm not sure what happened. So, I don't know.
You got to figure it out.
You got to ask the person.
Yeah, you see, that's you got to ask the person.
You know.
What's the matter? What's the problem?
You know what?
What did I do to you?
No, they'll say nothing. That's all. No, you didn't do anything. No, never mind. Blah, blah, blah. It'll be one of those type of things.
Tell them that this is their one and only chance to get it off their chest. Otherwise, if they ever bring it up again, you're going to tell them that it doesn't matter because they already gave them the chance.
Here's how people operate. They say nothing, it doesn't bother them, and they don't care, but yet you know it does because they've went silent.
Well, I think you got to hit them with like, you know, this is your chance. If you don't, you know, lay it on me now, I'm not going to give you a response. I don't care anymore.
I figure it's more on them at this point.
Why?
Than me.
I don't know.
Because I did not create the problem. I mean, if you want to be angry about something...
Well, I don't know if they're upset with you. It sounds to me like you have something to do with the problem.
Well, I don't know what it is.
All right, well...
I don't know what it is.
Figure it out.
Well, how can you say they're not upset if there's a problem? They have to be upset about something.
Who said they're not upset?
You just said they weren't upset.
Huh?
I can't figure it out.
Oh, okay, well, if I said they're not... Oh, well, no. You gotta ask them why they're upset.
They'll tell you they aren't.
You see, well, like I said, you just gotta tell them that, you know, this is their chance.
They got their own little thing going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
They do. It's good for them, though.
I guess, yeah.
Let's see here. What else is going on? What'd you make of the State of the Union? That happened this week.
You know, I just don't trust anything the man says. I mean, that's about the extent of the State of the Union. I mean, he gave out some medals, like 3 of them, I think.
Maybe more than that. There was a lot of stuff going on there that night.
Yeah. There were a lot of people who were honored at the very least. You named a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. The State of the Union was odd. Long. It was long. 1 hour and 47 minutes. Longest one ever.
Wasn't the previous longest one ever his State of the Union before that?
Might have been. I don't know why you would want something to go on that long.
If it's a good speech, I guess. I'm sure you could give a 2 hour long good speech. I just don't think he...
Did you think that was a good speech?
I was about to say, I just don't think he did. Well, most of it wasn't even really speeches. He would just say, oh, you know, he'd give some little, like, anecdote, and then he'd like, mention somebody who's in attendance, and then he'd give another little, like, I don't know. It's just, it wasn't much of a speech.
You know, he does not like when the Democrats don't stand up.
Yeah, I know.
That bothers him.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, he mentions that a lot.
Why do you think that bugs him?
I don't know, because I guess he thinks they should be standing.
Yeah, but is this really just a man who wants to be loved?
I don't know. Like, sometimes I think so, but other times, like, the things he does, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if he wanted to be loved, I mean, this is not how you'd go about it. I mean,
no, but that's like a bully. A bully wants to be loved, but they do things that are not in keeping with how you would want to be loved.
Well, I guess, maybe, I don't know. Sure. Donald, I could get behind Donald Trump being a bully, I guess. That makes sense.
I mean, the man wants the Nobel Peace Prize.
He got one.
Well, not really.
Yeah, I know. It was, like, gifted to him, but...
So, I think that's about being loved.
He got a FIFA Peace Prize.
Yeah. Whatever that is. I don't know. He's a complicated fellow. I'll say that.
Yeah, I don't think he's dumb. He's just...
No, who said he was dumb?
Lots of people.
Well, I don't think it's good to say anybody's dumb.
I think
he's complicated.
Yeah.
I certainly think there's a lot of complication there.
Oh, he doesn't make a lot of sense. He's a confusing kind of a person.
It's, he's got his own personality, let's put it that way. He's got his own personality.
He's the only one that can pull it off, too. Anybody else who tries it, they can't be anywhere near as popular.
Well, and I'll tell you, that comes back to our Ohio race. I'm still trying. I cannot believe the people. Well, let's take the phone call here, then we'll come back to this, because I think a lot of this is fascinating. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, God, all those Democrats that didn't stand up, that should be treason. They ought to be hung and shot.
Well, I don't know if we should go that far.
Well, I wonder he ain't calling for it.
Listen, it was clear to me he was just upset that they were not standing.
Well, yeah, he was upset because they weren't standing.
Yeah. So he lashed out.
A lot of things, you know. He called out the Supreme Court justices. You know, and other things, made comments about the different classes of people, and, you know, he had a few hecklers from some good old Democrats, but, you know, if we take Trump as normal Trump,
Al Green got thrown
out.
They
ought to be shot.
Well, I think a lot of what President Trump does is just what he does. I mean, he came from reality television. That's what he does.
Yeah, but that don't give him a pass to do it.
No, but he's allowed to shout out up there. I mean, those tapes will be around forever. People can watch them.
Yeah, but normally, there's never been a president that did and called people out, you know, like he did. If he wants the Supreme Court to work with, you know, do anything else for him, you know, I don't think that's the way to get them to do it.
Well, see, here's the problem. If you like somebody in government, that should not be the basis on if you're going to vote for them, what they want. And I think that's part of the problem we have right now. Nobody's got their own brain.
What Trump wants? You there?
Well, no, I'm just saying nobody has. If the Democrats tend to see something that Trump puts forward, they don't like it because Trump put it forward. And if the Republicans see it, they like it because Trump put it forward. It's like nobody has their own brain.
Well, I don't think the Democrats don't like it because they don't have their own brain. Now, there's a lot of things that they... You'd be a nut if you liked it.
Well, I said this to somebody the other day. Okay, let's say you're elected to a congressional seat, okay? And let's say the people in your district are against gun control, but you personally are for gun control. So when the vote comes down for gun control, do you vote for it or do you vote against it?
I think you do what your constituents want a little bit more than what you want.
Right, but I don't think that's the case right now. I think what people are doing is they're voting the way they want based upon what's best for them instead of actually what their constituents want.
Well, yeah, that happened because, you know, they're worried about getting reelected instead of doing what... you know, their constituents want. You know, they're just thinking about, you know, getting reelected, and they think Trump will go after them and cause some problems, so, you know, they're scared to do it. Mike Johnson back there, he was clapping, and it just made him look stupid back there. You know, clapping and, you know, that big smile on his face. I just thought he looked stupid, but...
Well, I think he had to do that.
You know, there's a lot of things that Trump does that he needs to be, you know, stood up for. I mean... I don't know how you can say the Democrats shouldn't... So Democrats shouldn't try to do... They shouldn't have never had that government shutdown. They shouldn't worry about those health care subsidies.
No, I'm saying if they believe, and they believe that their constituents want and need those, they should vote that way. But I don't think that when I see a vote that is all Republicans one way and all Democrats another, I know that there are people in both parties that are not voting the way that their constituents want them to. Because there is no way that that should be a 100% on either side. There has to be some variation, and there has to be some deviation. And there used to be, but there's not anymore. And that's a big problem.
Well, I think what they ought to do is get rid of Speaker of the House and, you know, and stuff like that. There should not be anybody that tries to keep you at the party. You should vote your conscience. Vote. There shouldn't be anybody that tries to keep you to doing the party line. That guy ain't needed. We could have one person that moderates things, but, you know, Speaker of the House isn't really needed, I don't think.
Well, this
call
is
for votes, so they vote, and that's it.
Well, one of our listeners this morning is saying, it is the mindset, they voted for me, so they want me to vote however I want to vote. Well, maybe that's it.
I don't know about that.
Well, what do you make of how the mayor is going to save the city in his 2-page letter?
Well, I hope he does. I mean, there's some things in there that I totally agree with, but there's other things, I guess, I'm not really keen on. Are they still doing night moves?
No, I think that stopped.
Oh, that's good.
So, how do you feel about a little lighter subject here? We like to throw in the light subjects from time to time. What do you make of people who just say happy birthday once a year and you really don't hear from them any other time?
Well, it's nice if, even if you guys don't run across each other, you know, during the year. I used to always call my brothers and sisters and tell them happy birthday. I'd call them on Christmas and you know, tell them, you know, hope they have a Merry Christmas and stuff. But
no, I think that's good. What I'm saying, though, is what if you know the person's got a problem, but they're just doing it to be, you know, this is what we do in society. I say happy birthday.
You mean when they wish you happy birthday, you know they're doing an antagonist?
No, I don't know if it's an antagonist. I think they're just doing it because they feel they should, because it is your birthday, even though they clearly are not happy with you at the moment.
Well, I don't think there's nothing wrong with wishing you happy birthday. Depends on how you say it, you know, too. But there's nothing wrong with wishing a person happy birthday. That's a start, isn't it? To maybe possibly getting along.
Well, okay, if it's a start to fixing your problems, then okay. But if it's just, I'm going to do it because I think I should, well, that's a little phony.
Well, I don't know. I don't think somebody would do it just because they thought it was politically correct.
Oh, I think some people
do. God's going to strike them down. The only one that know you do it, done them, really is you and the other party. I mean,
right.
It's not like you're trying to gain favors from anybody else because you wished him happy birthday. The only, if you believe in the silly stuff and believe in God and Jack and the Beanstalk and all that. Huh. I mean, call him, wish him happy birthday.
No, what I'm saying is let's say you wish somebody happy, a friend of yours, and you wish them happy birthday every year because you're friends. And then one year you have some sort of a falling out. But you still wish him a happy birthday, even though you're really not talking anymore.
I still think it's good.
Well, I don't know. It's fine. But we'll see. We'll see. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Maybe it's just the social graces that I think are kind of strange.
Well, I'm, you know, I don't know. Society does that, but with the social graces, as you put it.
Well, I think it's because, see, I do not have anger for anybody. So if I saw anybody, I would say hello to them anyway. So there is no anger. But I know some people have anger, but they still do the social graces.
Well, I think that it's just courteous to do the social graces, so you should, yeah.
Courtesy is always good.
Courtesy is good.
Yeah, courtesy is not a bad thing. But people are a little strange from time to time.
Yes, people can be strange.
All right, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We can talk about the city, yeah.
Maybe you should have just responded to that person with, like, you know, thank you.
I did.
How have you been?
I said thank you.
See, we could have just continued the conversation.
See, I
kept on keeping on.
I participated in the social graces as well.
Yeah, but you know, if you wanted to get things moving and fixed, you could.
No. I'm not saying that. Listen, I'm not saying that I do. But if you, happy birthday, thank you. Now it's on you to say something.
No.
Well, isn't it? Well, I spoke last.
What am I supposed to say to thank you? No problem.
How you been?
You could just say thank you. How you been? I think.
But I didn't.
I understand, but you could.
The ship sailed.
Yep.
But if they care, shouldn't they have said how you been?
Well, I think they're the ones who said happy birthday.
Oh God, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Well, I mean, if I say thank you and you don't respond, I mean, you know,
I did. I said thank you when they said happy birthday.
Yes, but if I said thank you and you didn't respond, I mean, thank you doesn't really warrant a response. I mean, like, I could say no problem, of course, you're welcome, but, like, there's really no point.
Again, I say it all the time, the longer I go along in life, the more I realize people need therapy. Everybody needs a good psychologist, psychiatrist at one point or another in their life, whether they believe it or not.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. I think psychiatry is undervalued.
I think a lot of these people could work through their troubles.
Well, I don't know. There are people who have psychiatrists for, you know.
Because they're a little hot and cold. They're hot sometimes, they're cold the other.
Well, probably be beneficial.
It can only help. And again, the phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. And again, if anybody'd like to call in on anything from the problems in the city to the State of the Union the other night, we're good to hear it all. So have you made any brilliant decisions on if Wexner's name should come off the building?
I mean, I know. I think that if they're going to take his names off the building, they got to pay him the money back. And if they don't pay him the money back, they shouldn't take the names off the building. Because if they take the names off the building but keep the money that they gave him for the hospital, then, I mean, it might as well still just be the OSU Wexner Hospital. Nothing changed. You just took the name off the building.
Hey, did you see that Ben Weber and Weslin Davis got into a little dust-up this week?
I did not.
Yeah. He apparently called the money that she got. He said it was from a shell company. And then she went after him, because she said all his money came from basically lobbyists, I guess. I didn't read the whole article, but pretty much that was the little dust-up. Basically going after her money again.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Ben's got some PAC money behind him. He's the
Well, I'm sure you would.
Yeah, yeah. But but I mean, I you know, I mean, I don't know that it came from a shell company. So I don't know.
No, I don't think anybody said that Ben's came from a shell company.
No. Wesleyan's. I guess I should have said because I'm sure Ben has PAC money. He's the more like I don't know.
Establishment candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's got some PAC money behind him. But, you know, I don't know that, but I don't know that Wesleyan's $250,000 came from a shell company. I mean, it could have. I mean, I couldn't tell you. I just know that $250,000 is a large donation.
I don't know. That's what he said, I guess. But, okay.
I mean, you know, I don't. Well, apparently he thinks it doesn't look all that great that she has this contribution.
I just think things like this are kind of silly. You know, when people get into these little political fights.
I think running clean campaigns is the better way to go.
I don't know why there's so much controversy that swirls around this woman. Because she had the same kind of little dust-ups with Tracy Richardson 2 years ago.
Well, it sounds to me like Ben kind of maybe started this one.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, come on.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, when you talk about Shell Company, are you talking about the Shell Oil Company or what?
No, I think the implication was because the political contributions didn't, even though I think she says they're personal donations, that she loaned herself the money, I guess, from her business. But the name that is giving the money is not the name of her business. I think that's why he's calling it a shell company.
Well, I think neither one of them really has much of a chance. And if they want to have a chance, they need to get their name out there. So this probably could have been cahooked between the both of them.
Well, I think one of them is going to win.
Who, Wesleyan Davis? She ain't going to win.
Now, why do you say that? Huh?
Is she running for governor?
No. They're state rep.
Oh. Well, I thought she was running for governor.
Oh, no.
But it still gets their name out there. And then whoever wants to believe one party and whoever wants to believe the other guy, I guess, can do what they want. But, there's, you know, they say there's no publicity. Like, you know, there's no bad publicity. Well, however you say that damn word. You know, it gets your name in the media.
Well, it gets people talking, like we're talking today. So there you go.
So, I don't know.
It's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling. All right, if anybody has any thoughts, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Then you've got this governor race. I am still shocked at how many people, Republicans, do not like Vivek Ramaswamy and say they will not vote for him.
Who?
People who I've talked to.
Okay.
I mean, I bring his name up to people who seem to be hardcore Republicans, and they do not like the man. They come up with names about him that even the Democrats don't.
A lot of the people I've talked to are fond of Vivek.
Not the people I talk to. They've called him Rama Swampy. They feel he's bought and paid for, and they use terms like cocky and smug and arrogant.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there's a group that doesn't like him, but
you can't afford to lose groups of your own constituency that would normally vote for you.
I
think you're going to be shocked on primary night to see what the numbers are like for Vivek in Morrow County, Wyandotte County, Marion County, Meigs County. Places like that.
I think there's a pretty good chance he wins them all.
Well, I think he'll win them, but he's not going to win them with 70% like DeWine did.
Well, he's also not DeWine. There's a whole... See, DeWine's been around a long... That's not exactly an even comparison.
No, but this is a Trump-endorsed candidate. Trump, he's not going to win those counties like Trump did.
Well, he's not Trump.
Okay, well then who do you get, I guess?
There are people who turn out only on presidential.
He's not going to win. He's not going to win these counties like Kasich did. He's not going to win them like a typical Republican would. And it could cost him the election.
It could. I mean, I think that the fact that he is not establishment, has no experience, doesn't quite
bode. I don't think that's the problem. I still don't understand cocky and arrogant. What, your own party calling you that? Now, I guess if the other party calls you that, that's something. But when's the last time you heard, this is not a policy thing, when is the last time you heard someone's own party calling the candidate cocky and arrogant? Smug, I've heard.
I knew people who weren't fond of Hillary Clinton, who were Democrats, when she ran against Trump, and, yeah, you know.
And I think that was a code word there. I don't think, what did they say? What did they say about her?
That's the whole took herself too seriously complaint.
And you don't think that had anything to
they
do with her?
They used an expletive there, but...
Right. That you wouldn't use on a man. So you're exactly proving my point. That if she were a man and had those issues, that term would not have been used. But that's a term you would refer to a woman as. But you don't want to say it's because she's a woman. It's because she's what does that term imply?
I don't know, argumentative.
Okay, so she's an argumentative woman, so she's that. It's not because she's a woman. If she were a little nicer.
Well, I mean, she didn't ever, like, she never, I mean, she wasn't a fan of the media, so she never, like, she, well, not never, I don't know, but she hardly, at the very least, smiled.
That's fine. All I'm saying is.
She always looked unhappy.
All I'm saying is, smug and arrogant are not policy.
She had RBF during her entire campaign.
Okay, again, that's a woman thing. So my point is that I don't ever remember anybody saying, how does anybody know, what does Vivek do that is smug and arrogant? I don't know. I've interviewed him. I've seen him speak. What is he doing that's so smug and arrogant? And why would that turn you off to him as a voter? If you're of his party and you like all of his policies, you care about his personality?
I mean,
I don't understand that.
Well, if I thought somebody was like,
why don't you like him?
Deceitful is a personality trait.
Deceitful is a bad personality trait. Smug doesn't mean you're... What is that?
I mean, it's not as bad as deceitful, I guess, but it's, like, unpleasant.
So I'm going to vote for somebody with opposite policies
like. I don't think they're going to vote for the opposite party. I think they're probably just more likely to not vote.
I don't know. I think smug is a very interesting term and arrogant to use about somebody that we've hardly seen. We haven't seen a whole lot of Vivek out there campaigning.
Might agree.
So, do you find him smug and arrogant?
No. I watched him campaign when he was running against Donald Trump in the Republican primary.
What is it? I always find when people go to the personality traits, that usually is code for something else, as you have described with Hillary Clinton. Those were terms you would not use for a man. You use them for a woman.
They get used for men.
No. Name one political... name a politician who's been called either one of those things. A man.
Well, I can't think of another politician who's been called them besides Hillary.
Oh, I think some people said that about Kamala. I think some people have said that about Nancy Pelosi. Yep. Wonder what they are, women. I'm telling you, there's something not right there. We're going to step out here for a break, come back. We've still got more this morning. Don't you dare go anywhere, and we'll be back tonight, 8 to 10. And then Matt will be on 10 to 11 tonight. So don't go anywhere. We've got more to talk about here on The Morning Show. listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our